Welcome to Zeno Attribute, a Primary Attribute Industries subsidiary, by which I mean spinoff. My name is Wit, and I will be the game master for this story, using Mothership by Tuesday Night Games. I use he/him pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I'm playing as Paul in this particular story. We use he/him pronouns, and Paul is our pilot engineering buddy, and he's all blue, and he'd really like to get these motherfucking barnacles off this motherfucking ship.
They're not on the ship yet.
Give it time. My name's Ian. I use they/them pronouns, and I'm still vaguely confused every time I go with the player group. My timing is all off, but I'm playing Dr. Lachlan Ray, who uses he/him pronouns and is currently attempting to dodge out of the way of a barnacle. So, you know, that's how his day is going. It's real chill. He's definitely not pissed it didn't go after the android. Nope, it's fine.
I love that in the split second that this thing is leaping at you, you have a moment to think, man, I wish it had attacked somebody else.
Well, it went past the android.
Yeah.
All right. My name is Kells. I use mostly he, him pronouns. I'm playing as Oz, who also uses mostly he, him pronouns, different mostly. Oz is our lead security associate, and he has chewed up all of his bubble gum, and now he's ready to kick some ass. So here we go.
Oh, thank God. My name is Moss. I use they, them pronouns. I'm very bad at clapping. I'm playing Demir, who uses any pronouns, who is probably much better at clapping than I am. Yeah.
Is the clap going to be in the episode? Or is this just...
Yeah, I'm really hoping it's taking on some sort of mythic status with the viewers, because we bring it up a lot.
Oh, God.
It's fine.
I mean on the main podcast. Like,
Yeah. Comes
good.
Up a lot. It's good stingers,
not
too.
Just us.
Anyway. All right, Kells, would you like to tell us what happened last time?
Sure, yes. So, with the engines of the Martell mostly repaired, we offload the majority of our cargo and we make for Planetoid A, which has broken off from its orbit and is currently headed out of the system. Our intention is to reverse its course by converting its nuclear power station into a thrust generator and then towing it back to safety. We called off Hypodyne, who we'd called in to try to rescue them, and they said, nah, we'll just wait around just in case you change your mind and actually need us, which is probably the best we can hope for under the circumstances. Landing on the planetoid, we met Dr. Dowra, who's a planetologist, and Crew Chief Cody, who's the head of the mining team. They shared hypotheses about the planetoid's detachment. Dowra suspects an asteroid collision, but that doesn't explain the speed of the departure. Her other theories are sabotage by either Hypodyne, which is our corporation's competitors, or Voidcom, the anti-space colonization ecological org. Chief Cody thinks that it has to do with the ruins of the alien temples on the planetoid, but can't really explain further than that. We make for the reactor, walking through the jungle of gigantic Cambrian-esque ferns. We notice fungal pods and insect-like wildlife, and then a barnacle-like creature detaches from a nearby plant and attacks Dr. Lachlan Ray.
Yeah, exciting. Dun, dun, dun. So, we're jumping right into combat. Although very briefly, it was bothering me at the end of the last episode that I said some sloppy descriptions of things, especially like sizes of things. So I wanted to clear that up before we get started.
Okay.
Ian doesn't know anything about that. How big is the arcs?
It's radically appropriate size. I solved this problem. Thank you.
So I alternately describe the planetoids as like kind of small, but also as big as a continent. So
yeah, I remember like between Washington State and Australia.
Yeah.
Bit of a gulf there.
I wanted to clarify that a little bit. They're smaller. Much smaller than that. The one that is the biggest one, the one that you're on right now, is about half the size of Washington State.
Okay.
And thus, the reactor on the planet could actually do something.
I mean, if it fired long enough, theoretically, any amount of thrust would do it eventually.
Well, yes, that's true. But, the reactor I described as looking like an outdoor upright. Above ground pool. I meant that not in like the size of it. I meant that more as like what it looks like. It's actually huge. It's like almost like a football field sized, but it is like a two-story squat building that is temporary structure, kind of, you know, hastily made with lots of scaffolding supporting it from the outside. That's what I meant by describing it like a upright swimming pool.
Cool.
Not to imply that it was like 20 feet across.
Is the bowl shape to shape its thrust?
Well, it has a lid on it normally, which keeps everything inside. You all are going to have to do a lot of like jury rigging in order to make it into an engine instead of just a reactor.
I wasn't sure how much of that they'd done.
And I don't think I took jury rigging yet.
Nothing. Yeah. You all are going to be having fun with that right now.
I got the impression they'd started.
Kind of.
It sounds like only just. I mean,
more like they've been assembling the stuff to do it.
Yeah, gotcha.
But this is the first trip out to try to actually work on it. Up until now, they've just been taking care of the hurt miners.
Yeah. Right. I have it that there were about 50 miners or 50 mm-hmm. staff members on the planet, of which around 40 are accounted for.
Yes.
I have a very quick question, which is, when do we level up next? I'm very greedy for levels.
Definitely at the end of this episode.
I thought we were leveling before we started.
No. It's close. Mid-combat. It's close. It could be, but yeah, I don't want to do it mid-combat. That sounds fun. Yeah,
things click into place.
Suddenly you learn about genetics.
I learned kung fu.
Mid-combat level ups. This isn't Dragon Ball Z.
Also, I feel really bad because you were going in depth about the planets and my brain like filled that all in with, oh, it's a small boulder the size of a large boulder.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's exactly like that.
Yeah. So, great.
Yeah, so it's maybe 250 miles across at the, like, from end to end, and it's kind of kite-shaped.
Hell yeah.
So, it's uneven. It's not a perfect description, but yeah.
You said kite-shaped, so now I'm like, well, if we attach a really strong carbon fiber string to it...
Meanwhile, it's a small boulder the size of a large boulder. I surreptitiously Google being like, that seems like something I might have said in a moment on the other podcast.
Nope. It was written by a traffic reporting agency somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Twitter. Yeah. Anyway, there's a clicking noise, kind of like bubble wrap or someone popping their fingers really badly a lot.
Yeah.
And the barnacle extracts itself from the tree. It had mossy rock, no trees. It has some rib-like structures under it, even though it is a crustacean. They're not quite legs, although it can walk on them, although it's not what you would consider graceful. It's fast, but it's not graceful. It extracts itself and it like twitches around a little bit. I believe Demir the android was closest to it. However, it utterly ignores Demir.
And we did both back up immediately when it detached.
Yes.
So
yes.
Just not tasty enough.
But still, it ignores Demir and heads straight for Dr. Lachlan. It is skittering and leaping.
How big is this creepy thing?
So you've seen a lot of these barnacles around. Mm-hmm. This one is pretty small. This one is maybe... like 3 or 4 inches across.
Okay.
For the body.
So like not even the size of like two of my Kels's fists.
Oh God, no.
Okay.
Maybe one fist.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. But it's coming fast and it's, also you have seen many more of these and they can get up to like a foot across basketball size or so.
So this is bad knowledge to be able to extrapolate.
I mean, it's useful knowledge.
That's also true.
Knowing is half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
I should have brought a crowbar. Oh, well.
What do you have in your... Oh, you have the examination packet, don't you?
And also guns.
Yeah.
Guns are like crowbars.
I have a vibe shetty. I was going to pend until you knew what you wanted to do in this brief moment, but I was definitely going to hit it with a vibe shetty at some point, so...
Well, how do we do this combat thing? Because I would like to jump back, but if I'm going to be beholden to initiative...
Absolutely. So first things first is you all are going to make a surprise check, which means a fear save.
Oh boy.
Oh good.
Great start. No way this could go horribly wrong.
Please remember that whenever you make a fear save in the presence of an android,
you have
disadvantage.
I'm gonna fail this save.
I'm sorry to remind everyone.
Thank you, Moss. Appreciate that.
Hey, Wit.
What?
I got a 99 as my first roll. That's bad, right?
That's pretty bad.
I think that's the baddest one.
That's the baddest one.
Holy shit.
Adam, what are you saying?
I'm not worried about it all of a sudden.
Oh. What'd you get?
You roll twice and take the worse.
Yeah.
Someone else got a 99.
No, I got an 86.
Oof.
Well, shit. I rolled a 63 and a 7, so I guess we're keeping the 63, right?
Yeah.
All right, so...
God, I see double zeros so rarely.
Moss, did you make a fear save?
I did make a fear save. I was very confused for a second. I have a 5.
That's so, your best? That's your worst?
They're
Does
not
the android
disadvantage.
Get disadvantage on their own saves?
They don't creep themselves out. Yep. Perfect. Nope.
Well, they have a lot of cycles. They just have existential crises.
It's dual core processing. One of the cores scares the other.
Yeah, it's essentially like the bit...
I have a computer that runs like that.
It's the bit in Dropout where the train achieves consciousness.
Not with you on that
one. Not familiar with that
God damn it. Okay.
Honestly, if we were going to go for sentient trains, that would have been wouldn't have been my first guess for where you were going to go.
I'll send you all links. Okay.
You made me read all of the Dark Tower for you to pull that sentient train. Whatever.
Well, I hate Blaine, so...
Sure.
All right, so for those of you who saved... For those of you who failed, you are stunned for one round. Ian, with your
boy.
Lovely, lovely success, or the opposite of that.
Stop it. Other thing.
You are going to need to make another fear save next round. I'm also going to tick up your stress by one.
Alrighty.
Lachlan was just so busy thinking about, like, why the fuck didn't it go after the android?
I think that is what kind of, like, threw us all off of our kilter here, but
yeah,
Lachlan also has it jumping at his face, so
yeah.
The director of the movie just also really hates gingers.
Well, it always goes for the scientist first.
You can't have anyone who can save you.
I'm going to have everyone make a speed check now.
Oh no.
And that will determine your kind of your initiative order.
What does a speed check look like?
You roll under your... You roll two dice and go for under your speed value.
Okay.
I got one above my speed value.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know how these resolve into an order, but...
You know, I need a new... dice. This one's broken.
The enemies get exactly their speed value. If you all succeed, you go before them. If you fail, you go after them.
Oh.
Cool. I got a 33. Out of a 32 speed, so
I also got a 33, but my speed is 36.
I rolled a 50 over 33, so I'm after.
Okay,
I got a 69. That's not gonna work out.
Nice.
No.
Nice.
Good job. Yeah.
Okay, so Moss actually gets to act first. Then
this is buck wild.
So Moss is not scared and immediately takes action, which that's kind of fair for an android.
Yeah, I saw it going past me, and I was like, oh, okay. Tell me how I need to do this, but I was going to haul out the Vibe Shetty from the exploration pack.
Sounds
just
great.
Because I think it's just, like, the first thing, like, if I don't shoot it, I want to redirect it.
Frankly, you've been trekking through, like,
legit
6 miles of fern jungle. You've absolutely had your machete out this whole time.
Incredible.
No worry about that. So you can take two actions on your turn.
Okay. I'd also like to make a lobby that because I do have, I am trained with military training, that like I can hit it good. Sorry.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes, you get to roll your military training as your combat check. So yes.
Okay.
So yes, you'd like to hit it?
Yes, I would love to hit it.
Lovely. All right. So make a combat plus military training roll.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay. with this one, how does it work? Sorry.
So what's your combat?
My combat is 27.
Okay, plus 10 is 37.
Yeah.
So okay. You want to roll under a 37.
Motherfucker. I didn't.
Well, and then is that an opposed check here?
You are absolutely right. I'm doing this wrong.
Sorry.
No, thank you. Thank you. We're all learning together.
Boss, what number did you get?
I rolled a 71.
Okay.
If it was just a 77, I think. No, wait,
yeah, different game. Good things happen.
Section 9.5. Attacking is a specific kind of significant action performed by rolling an opposed check. In ranged combat, the attacker makes a combat check against the defender's armor save. If the attacker succeeds, they roll the weapon's damage dice. In close quarters combat, the attacker makes a combat check as usual, but the defender can decide whether they want to oppose that roll with their armor save to defend against the damage, another combat check to counterattack, or a body save to try and get out of close quarters combat and run away. So that's what we're looking at.
So high is actually probably good?
Whoever rolls higher than the other person without going over their own stat wins.
Yes, thank you.
So I'm probably
still damaged. A botch. Or not a botch, but still not a success. But, as I said, you have two actions on your turn.
Did the other thing... did it succeed or fail its roll on whatever it was doing?
Oh, that's a good point. Yes, I see that now.
It counters. It takes the whole vibe opposing shiny, cuts check. It in half.
Well, because if you fail and they succeed, then they win. But if they both fail...
Oh, they failed badly.
Situation gets worse and more complicated somehow for the both of you, is what the rules say.
Okay, here's what happened.
Oh, they both fail.
Congrats, Moss. You hit it.
Uh-oh.
You hit it real hard. And it goes sailing off into the ferns.
Bye.
And now wakes up, you have no idea where it is.
Well.
You have no idea where it is?
Okay. Is it dark?
I can't remember where it was.
It's pretty dark. You have lights, though.
Okay.
And there's like work lights, floodlights around the reactor area.
Because we are on the side of the planetoid that is facing away from the star at the moment.
Correct, yes.
Just not a thing you want to have.
You have a lot of work lights, though, and you have your own like flashlights, gun lights, headlamps from the back suit.
Shoulder lamps.
Shoulder lamps.
Just so many lamps.
That are all adding, you know, extremely spotty light. To make it like the perfect horror ambience.
Of course.
But
Like one of them's like flickering a little bit.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. At least.
And if there's anything video games have taught me, it's that flashlight light does not reflect off any surface. And only illuminates the circle in front of you.
This is beautiful little spotlight.
So yes. Thanks, Kels. So, thanks. I appreciate the heads up there and making it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I'm actually pulling up the rules.
Has enough time been bought that I come out of my stun?
No, because it's still the first round.
See, that implies that something else might show up.
Okay, but I have two actions.
Is there something else you'd like to do?
Okay, I don't know where it is, so I can't hit it. I assume we all have flashlights looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I'm essentially just going to do, if I can, is look for... In case the rest of these barnacles come out of nowhere, I'm going to try to put myself in between Lachlan and the other humans or whatever, just to try to block as many of the humans as possible from as many of the barnacles as possible, because it's already pretty evident that they're going to end up, they don't want to attack me. So if I can just like be an obstacle to them, I think that's my ideal.
Put the least appetizing party member the closest to the hungry monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have to go around me to get to your tasty flesh casings.
Great.
This is when we find out the Space Panther is really like plastic.
All right. I'm going to say that you can hold it's not really in the rules, but I'm going to say you can hold a reaction from that.
Okay, cool.
If something jumps out.
Yeah, I'm essentially just going to have the vibe shetty as if I'm readying for a swing. Perfect.
Okay, and now I believe it's the barnacle.
Mm-hmm. It runs away forever.
It's barnacle time.
You hear skittering and rustling, and you also hear some more clicking coming from the the big rock outcropping where
fucking knew it
came from.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
So it skitters around, and then yeah, no, we're gonna take this to the limit. It lunges again from a different angle.
At whom?
At Kells.
Ah.
You're in the game now.
Does it at any point run past me?
I'm going to say yes.
Incredible. I just rolled a 5.
Whoa. Nice
for your chop attack.
Maybe I just had to be prepared.
And it failed.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So roll your damage for your vibe shetty. Let's see what that is.
Hauling up the weapons page.
It's the very first page in the book, actually.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Vibe shetty, 2d10.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I mean, of course it's 2d10. Everything's 2d10. Okay. Ooh, I got a 9 and a 2.
Okay.
So, 92. So that's 11.
No, that's an 11. This is a 2d10, not a percentile.
Oh, perfect. That's an 11 then.
Yeah. Okay. That's still pretty good. You nail it. You hear a cracking noise, and it falls to the ground. It is still alive and coming at Kells, but it is badly hurt.
It is having a bad time.
It is having a very bad time of it. But it's going to attack. It tries to leap with its weirdly broken leg ribs.
Don't care for that.
It succeeded, Kells.
Okay, so is this close quarters combat?
Yeah.
Cool. So it's making its combat check as usual, and then I get to decide if I want to do that with armor.
It got a very low roll, though, so you have a pretty good chance of...
Okay. Armor combat. I'm going to do a combat check to counterattack.
Okay.
But I don't really have any, hand weapons. I guess I have my kukri.
Just punch it real hard.
You could just hit it with the
with, the butt of my gun?
Yeah.
Great. I will do that.
You got boots.
That's true.
Yeah, but they're only made for walking. Nice. Not kicking. These are no can boots.
I rolled a 40 under 49, so that's a success.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a point of clarification, is security consultant Babu with us, and do they count as a friendly Marine for the purposes of my extra bonus combat?
I thought Babu was on the ship.
Who came? No, Babu's on the ship. Babu's on the ship.
Do we have any other
who came down with you? It was
Cody, I think, is with us.
Cody's with you. Yes,
Candy.
Candy, that was it.
Okay,
I knew you had another crew from the ship. Yeah, it was Candy. Candy. So you have Candy and Cody as well.
Okay,
that's not going to get confusing at all.
Nope.
What did I do to myself?
Two large bearish miner men named Cody and Candy.
I ship it.
Sure, yeah.
But I mean,
excuse me, Candy's my fictional space boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's
Cody looks more like an overgrown leprechaun.
Right. Frankly. Yeah.
He's got the hair and beard and mustache that are all bright red and the same length. And just kind of morph into each other into like a giant mane.
The one length all over.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, 40 under 49 then. Does that
40, yep, that's great. Okay. And that is a much closer success than it got. So you you whack it.
Cool.
I'm gonna say your the butt of your weapon does 1d10 at disadvantage.
1d10 at disadvantage?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an improvised weapon.
Oh, and I didn't even add my military training on that one. It would have been more. Well, whatever. Doesn't matter. 6 is the lower result.
Okay. Great. That is exactly enough to, or not, it, slightly more than enough to crush it.
Nice.
So that barnacle is gone. It is powder.
It's powder?
Well, I mean, the crusty part is powder.
Okay.
I offer a fist bump to Oz.
It's
I gratefully accept.
Bug guts and powder. Okay. You hear more skittering.
Can we identify where that is coming from?
Yes, the rocky outcropping.
Okay. Are we still in initiative order?
Yes.
I will wait my turn.
Okay. That was all them. Well, you all failed your turn, so this was the surprise round.
Well, yeah.
Going,
So now we go back to the top of the initiative order. Technically, the game wants you to reroll initiative every turn.
You don't want to do that?
Come on, Wit. It'll be fun.
Fuck it, let's do it. Okay, speed check.
Speed check.
Oy.
Wait, I think you get to add military training to your speed check.
That doesn't help.
Or subtract it?
Or to the target
to
number.
To the target.
Oh, gotcha.
Let me double check that real quick for you before I lie.
It doesn't
I don't
matter.
Have to know stuff about math to know that's not going to help me.
We're too busy fist bumping.
Oh, we are!
My anxiety brain was like, was that dice slightly cocked? But I have a good roll. Oh, no. So I'm going to go to confession and I'll be right back.
Okay.
No. If you have the tactics skill, you can add that.
Nope.
Okay, Oz and I fucked up our speed, but we did gain a string on each other, Ron.
So who succeeded, who failed?
I failed.
Oh, I failed.
I failed.
Assuming God forgives me, I succeeded.
Okay. Oh, because you have to make another panic check.
Before I roll anything else?
Yeah.
All right.
Or fear save. Fear save.
And God punished me. Wait, no, I got a 66.
Wait, so fear save not. Or panic check?
Well, fear save. Fear save.
66. I failed, and I got double numbers.
Oh, you failed? Yeah. What is your...
My fear my bad. Is 25.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's pretty bad. Okay. You are unfortunately paralyzed again, but only for this round. You'll be able to act normally next round.
Okay. Even though I failed it again?
Yeah, because you...
Yeah, because you failed again.
Yeah, no.
You critically failed on the first round.
Which is why
I'm making you do a second round of it.
I wasn't sure if it was a continual thing, like making a spell save. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I remain paralyzed in fear.
You see about five or six more of the barnacles that have detached and are crab marching their way over towards you.
And they're horrible little ribs.
Yeah.
The crabs go marching.
While they are fast, as I said, they are clumsy, so they aren't going to be able to attack this round yet. Cool. But they are approaching.
Okay.
So now all of you get to go except for Ian. Sorry.
Can't we just run away?
You theoretically could.
You can.
Do whatever you want. Go ahead, run off alone into the jungle. We'll be right with you.
Remember Jurassic Park?
Do it, do it.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I didn't have Cody or Candy go last.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, save us, Candy.
All right. Cody kicks down the the slide up ladder that goes up to the top of the reactor.
Oh,
and calls out, "We can use this to get away from them." Although it'll be slow going.
How far can these things jump?
I didn't know they could move.
Oops.
Great. Not what I wanted to hear.
How high can we jump, given that it's low gravity?
Oh, pretty high.
Reach the top of a two-story building with our fingertips high?
No, but definitely a one-story boost yourself up. So like you could take a flying leap at that ladder and get halfway up.
Yeah. Which mostly means we have a new and different bottleneck, but...
Yes, yes. That's
still. One was to say, be last and trying to get away from these creatures.
Yes, yes, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Why would you be worried about that, buddy?
I don't know.
I'm definitely going to stay down here because I mean, like, not permanently, but, like, I'm going to be what the fuck is the term? I'm going to pick up the rear or whatever.
Sure.
Rear guard.
And Candy was in the walker with you all.
The robot walker machine?
Yeah. Cool. One of your two mining walkers.
I forgot that we brought those with us on this excursion.
Yeah.
I think maybe only the one since...
No, I thought we brought both.
Okay, maybe the other one's parked.
I think we brought both to the planetoid, but I don't know if we brought both with us over here.
I thought we brought both and like Demir and Candy. Maybe that was just the ride down.
Maybe that was just the ride down. Okay, think, so one's parked, Candy's in the other. Candy marches it over to the... He doesn't have a good hit on the ones that are loose and running, but he does start preemptively pulverizing the ones that are still attached.
Cool.
Does he use a cool jackhammer thing?
Just crunch him in the hand.
Yeah, it's more like a one of those multi-directional drill bit things.
Ooh. Yes.
Have any of you seen the original Total Recall?
No, but it's on my list.
Oh, yes, but I was actually pretty young.
Fair enough. There's a mining machine that has all these like drill bits that are in like different directions so that it can kind of just go through the wall itself, the whole machine. Anyway, it has this on like a fist.
Cool.
And it just starts drilling into the rock and crushing everything.
Sure.
I'm taking notes for body upgrades.
All right, so that was them. Mm-hmm. Critter starts skittering at you. Now you all get to go. Terribly sorry for that.
No worries. I rolled a 90 over 33, so that, or over 43, whatever. Wait, nope, 33. Doesn't matter. It's a 90. It's a failure. Pretty high.
That's fine. That's fine. You're all going together now, so.
Oh, okay. We don't whoever go in wants order to go. Of...
No, no. I mean, you could, but like, it doesn't matter because the critters aren't.
I thought, okay, yeah.
We can, but also you can just say.
Well.
Yeah. They're not like super fast or whatever right now.
I have a shotgun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'd like to do that to them.
Okay. Sounds great.
Apply shotgun.
I assume I can add at least military training.
Yes.
I don't know if I can add gunnery. I think that's for ships.
No, that's ship guns.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So looking for under a 59 here.
I just had the thought. Remember, do it early, Ari Hemingway.
And that is a 17.
The other way around.
17 under 59.
Nice.
Obliterated.
Nice.
Well, actually, you have to roll damage, but...
Well, I mean, they... It's opposed by their armor save, if they have one.
Yeah, they did bad.
Okay. what's the damage on my gun?
Damage on the shotgun... combat shotgun, it's 2d10 at advantage.
2d10 at advantage. So how do I roll 2d10 at advantage?
Hang on.
I think you add them together, and then you just roll that
and
twice.
That oh! Second time?
Total is.
No, excuse me. 2d10 underlined means roll the 2d10, add them together, and then multiply the result by 10.
Oh, ooh. Holy moly. Okay.
Oh, that's... Huh.
Damn. I'm glad I also have a combat shotgun. Okay,
so that's
cool.
5 and a 7 is 12 times 10 is 120 to that crowd of bugs.
That seems crazy.
That is right. That seems nope, insane. That is correct.
That's a very oh my sexy. God. Love this game.
Shotguns hurt?
Yeah, I guess.
And it's a combat shotgun.
Yeah.
It's a space combat shotgun.
Wowzers, Bowsers. Well,
I mean...
Which means yeah. it's much more effective than the medical shotgun.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Those are some ex-parrots, I bet.
Yeah. They're scattered. They're little bits and pieces all over the place.
They're ceviche at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the crowd of them. There might be more that skittered off and are individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like you were... controlling the situation pretty well right now.
I feel like it's leaving time, frankly.
Yeah.
Leaving?
Yeah, leaving up the ladder and...
Oh, that kind of leaving.
Yeah. Ladder okay. time.
Gotcha.
Does anyone want to take a barnacle for studying?
Scrape some up.
yeah, so you all can act as you choose. So up the ladder?
Yeah, I think we should head up the ladder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dr. Ray, do you want to scrape some barnacle into a jar?
Since you mentioned it, then yeah, sure. I scraped some barnacle into a jar. Well, probably being uncharacteristically quiet because I just totally didn't actually shit my pants, but like I froze and almost died because of it. So like, gonna have to turn in my cool kid card.
Yeah. So Ian's gonna act next turn, but you all, Kells is running up the ladder. Moss.
Well, I'm not just.
Oh. Sorry.
I was going to say, I'm not just going to book it. Like, I think let's be strategic about it. Let's have one of the people with military training in the front and one in the back.
Okay.
Yeah, I think just because I'm apparently inedible to these creatures, I was just going to stay back and also probably stick closer to Lachlan just because...
Yeah, let's make sure Lachlan's in the middle.
As the ship's HR person, it's very important for me to understand, like, complaints about behavior and anything else that's on your mind.
Come on. You know, not have them get eaten, but
yeah,
Yeah. So can Candy's walker come up the ladder?
Absolutely not. No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Candy is also not super concerned at the moment because the walker is fully enclosed. Okay. And like, while they're aggressive,
they don't seem to be chew through a walker. They don't. Okay.
Yeah. Like if one like drilled through me, that would be a problem. But like,
that would be a problem. He's not just going to hang out down there, though, is he? Is he going to pop out of the walker and come up with
us? He speaks into the mic and is like, hey, do you want me to just guard the ladder down here?
What?
From them? They're trying to get at you?
I don't feel like they can eat the ladder. I'd rather have you with the group.
Okay, sounds great. Still, I'll be last up because I can pop out the back and...
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Okay, cool. In that case, I'll just stick basically to Lachlan rather than like the whole group, because it sounds like between Candy and Oz, they have like the whole group covered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool, so I'm... Yeah.
All right, sounds good. So then at this point, I'm going to say that everyone except for Demir, Lachlan, and Candy are either on the ladder or at the top.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. Yeah.
Okay. Adam, how are you?
Feel like I'd rather be in one of those walkers.
Okay.
Is that...
There is the second one.
Yeah. Is it... how much of a thing is it for Paul to jump in there?
Oh, not at all. It's easy. Super easy.
Oh, okay, so we did bring it with us.
I got it. Okay.
Not current use. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't actually remember what happened with the walkers. I knew that you had at least one with you. I didn't remember if you brought both.
I know we brought both planet side. I did not remember that we'd brought them on our jungle excursion. But I don't know why we wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't. It's useful.
Yeah.
For all those tight tunnels in the jungle, you know. Can't fit it through.
It just makes its own path in the jungle. You can follow behind it. Like, yeah.
The trailer blazes.
So yeah, I'm going to say the second one is right there. It's just you jumped out of it when you all started to like investigate the site. So it's easy to jump into. You climb in. The hatch closes behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the controls.
So he just like starts stomping around and it's got chicken legs, I bet, right? Well, chicken legs? Or are they
like...
It's
not a Baba Yaga mech.
No, it's more of a it's more like Fallout style power armor.
Oh, okay.
Like Fallout 4 style where you like fully climb into it.
Uh-huh.
But it is only like your legs extend down into the legs of it.
Okay.
And when you don't walk really, but
there's like extra leg kinda.
Yeah. There's extra leg and it's maybe like 3 times the size of a human. But just in like bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's 12 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Ah. So good thing to, and I imagine it's agile enough that I can stomp on things.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Weaponry on this thing. Am I able to use my combat shotgun still?
No, unfortunately not. But it does have 2 arms that have grippers and drills on them.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining Paul just gluing a combat shotgun to one of the arms.
And just running a long string into the
Also, Adam, I will add that you get to use your heavy machinery skill with this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you're fighting with it and moving with it.
That would make sense.
So, yeah. So frankly, you're better with this probably than with the shotgun. Suppose.
Oh, good.
So you get yourself all tucked into the walker there, and Oz just calls down from the top of the ladder like, hey, what's the plan there, Dr. Manhattan? I thought you were supposed to help us jury-rig this reactor.
I don't understand your reference. I'm not much of a reader.
Okay, did you get the question in there? Do I need to use smaller words?
Well, shit, I guess he is supposed to help with the reactor. Can't wait. What skills do I need to help with the reactor?
Repair. Mechanical repair.
Yeah,
he's got heavy that. Machinery would work, too, for some of it.
He's got that.
Jury rigging and engineering will eventually be good to have. But
don't have those yet.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
But you don't have engineering? Did you lie on your resume? I thought that was your whole thing.
No, you're all first level. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
yeah. I told you all I was a psychologist.
I was planning on specking into it.
Okay.
Kells, do you not like round up on your resume?
Not maybe to engineer from not an engineer.
Yeah, who wants to hire this entire D&D group?
With our powers combined, we're still not an engineer.
Well, he's good at computers and... Okay.
Engineering is whole ass building a from scratch reactor pile.
They sell it in a kit. It's not that complicated.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
My first fusion reactor.
You have your bachelor's degree in engineering. Mm-hmm. The actual engineering skill is your, master's.
Mm.
That sound you hear is Ian just throwing something across the room. Because that is an accurate assessment, but I'm very annoyed about how degrees are just like, we don't count.
Yeah.
Can't do shit or fuck with the bachelor's.
Yep.
I have a bachelor's in psychology, everyone. Guess what you can do with that?
Mm-hmm.
A different job.
Roll the diploma into some really interesting joints.
The nice thing about a history degree is that I can say, yeah, I'm a historian.
That's pretty cool.
Damn it.
That's worth being able to do.
I can't even say I'm a psychologist.
Nope.
Can be a psychologer.
I'm now thinking that I should use my studio art degree for rolling blunts. I feel like that'd be very appropriate.
I just don't think that the paper would be very
good. Probably
not.
Like, no, burning the foil.
Delicious.
More about the principle of the thing.
Okay. So, Adam, how are you feeling about being in the walker? There is still an active potential immediate threat with things that could be in the underbrush.
Yeah. If you want to pretend that you're just doing like a...
If you want to stomp around by yourself.
Yeah.
There's definitely a temptation to just get rid of the rest of these things so that we don't have... But
you're going
to
exterminate...
Who's to say that doesn't mean that more will just come out of the... Won't just come out of the brush later, right? Like I imagine that's just a spawn point for these guys.
Well, and I don't know that it's...
So I'll say what you've seen walking through the jungle so far. Someone have biology?
Ooh, I have biology. And Lachlan also has biology, I assume.
Yeah.
You guys pull your Pokedexes. Okay. And...
you all could make a biology check if you wanted.
Yeah.
And I can tell you some stuff about the critters.
I roll a number that I'm pretty sure is too high.
Yeah, same.
Uh-oh. So that's intelligence, intellect plus 10, and you're trying to get under that.
I got double that.
Uh-oh.
Is 62 less than 54?
Nope.
Because if not...
I mean, we're on an alien planet, so what if the base 10 system is actually not a thing, and so in this world...
If the base 10 system's not a thing, this whole game is just over. It just falls apart.
Have fun converting everything to base 7.
Now we're moving to hexadecimal.
I can do hexadecimal, weirdly.
I've rolled a D16. I got an E.
So what I will say is you have seen these throughout your entire trip over here. They're one of the more common forms of life on the planet. Fauna life.
Mm-hmm.
But they tend to cluster on like the rocky outcroppings. You don't just see one or two here or there. It's either a colony of them or not.
Right. So he's only seen firsthand the group that Kells has shot. I imagine he saw that.
Yeah. Kells blew away the group on the ground and then
Kells didn't. Oz did.
Sure.
You know. And then Candy went to town on the rock and the ones that were still attached.
It's all right, Oz. Dr. Ray appreciates your accomplishments. Doesn't attribute them to the god that controls your every move.
Hey, so, fist bumped.
You know, I'm sure Candy's got the rest of that. He's gonna check real quick, hey Candy? Are you got this?
I think so. I'm good to be the last one up.
All right. I guess I'll go work on the thing.
I just don't feel like a planetoid-wide barnacle extermination campaign is the best use of our limited time, but you know, I'm prepared to take a backseat to the experts on that.
It could probably take a while, yeah.
But they have a great crafting trough, like we need it.
Yeah.
All right, so you climb the ladder too?
Yeah, we'll walk the walker over to the ladder and...
Oh, I'll you don't even have to have jumped into it.
Oh, cool.
It's fine.
Oh, all right.
Jump into it, jump out. Animation takes forever.
I just like the idea of you like getting all the ways trapped in and then being like, what am I doing? Never mind.
I'm just imagining it being like the fucking Subnautica getting into the whatever the small ship is, where it's like, this is very dynamic. Like I leap in and swing down.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is very much like that. Yeah.
No, I absolutely imagined Paul jumping into the walker, having a very quiet, very brief panic attack, and then just like getting out as if nothing happened.
I remember
that's what
now.
I would do.
Yes, we did bring the walkers because in the last session we kept making all the Paul Walker jokes.
I knew we had made that joke. I was digging for a new one.
Yeah, now I remember. Walker. Okay.
Okay.
This game is all about family.
Paul's been in the walker the whole time.
Okay, so then we'll jump back to a new round. And we'll roll for speed check.
I don't love that we're still in initiative order.
Oh, no.
Why? Don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it.
I fail.
Same.
I did so good. I got a 1.
Oh, I did good too. Shit. I got, well, hey. Not as good as that, but a 23.
Hey, great.
Yeah, be the best all you right. can be.
That's the best he's been so far.
Same.
Candy? Yeah, okay. Cool. So the two of you and Candy get to go first. You're all up the ladder. I guess Candy is the last one, and he's going to exit his suit and start up as well.
Fuck you all.
Oh, you're still down there. I'm sorry. Yes.
I think Candy. Demir's hanging out with me, though. Like,
yeah, Demir's with you, and Candy is hanging over you as well. So yeah. you're fine.
Thank you, fictional space boyfriend.
So I think it's...
And I think Demir is, like, leading you to the...
Yeah,
ladder.
Like I'm pretty much just I made an executive decision that Lachlan locked down so hard earlier that I'm just like making sure that, you know, the scared dude doesn't get dragged off into the bushes and eaten.
Yeah,
he's having a driver issue again.
So yeah, then Candy will wait as well then. Adam?
Yo.
Do you have any? You're up at the top now, I'm going to say.
Yeah, let's start wrenching as quick as we can. Cause
okay. You and Cody get started on the work. I'm not going to have you roll during combat.
Okay.
Because yeah. This is an hour's project, not a...
It's not 6 seconds worth of work.
Project, yeah.
Yeah, he's just going to request that people keep the monsters off his back.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, don't worry. The situation will either change in a minute here, or you'll be free to work.
All right.
Great.
So with that, the critters go.
Mm-hmm.
You see two of them come out of the underbrush. These are both significantly larger. Mm. These are maybe 2 feet across, foot to 2 feet across, basketball to beach ball size.
Do they have a skull next to their name?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, their health bar is a different color. They also don't seem as clumsy as the ones that you've been dealing with so far.
Oh no, they're learning.
That's so rude that the bigger you get, the less clumsy you get.
Well, the mass to strength ratio is correct.
Ah.
Whereas the small ones have too much strength for too little mass. Kind of like how fleas just like...
just
fling themselves and who knows what's going to happen. Have you seen like
that's
slow motion
so relatable
fleas and like ticks when they jump, they just
yeah,
like throw themselves somewhere
it.
And bounce.
I knew that they could jump super duper far. I didn't know they were just like, I don't know, it's in God's hands now, goodbye.
It is absolutely in God's
like,
hands now.
Jump in the general direction and see what happens.
Yeah,
I'm going off this dog, that's as far as I've planned.
They can't even see as far as they can jump.
Oh
so they don't
God.
Have a plan.
Fucking
it's just,
incredible.
Yeah.
That is also extremely relatable.
That really just reminds me, this one time I was in bed minding my own fucking business and Moisha was on top of the cat tower.
Okay. Yes.
And he proceeded to launch himself just down, generally. I didn't see this about to happen. I didn't see the tragedy that was going to happen to my ribs.
All four paws fully extended. This is the most stomp-like action I've ever seen this cat take. And he dropped like 3.5 feet onto Moss's rib cage. While they were completely unaware.
He did not have a plan. He didn't have a next
step. No, it didn't look like he was like jumping down to get someplace else. He was just like, I wonder if I could flatten him. Like,
this was an assassination attempt.
He's 8.5 pounds, so they live. But...
Oh, yeah. That's why you got to take advantage of the gravity. Yeah.
Every cat tries to shoot its shot at some point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I find out.
So the big beach ball crustaceans come at you, and one leaps at Lachlan, and one actually leaps at Demir.
Man, I really should have made my save. my speed check. Oh, well. All right, so we can defend ourselves.
Okay, yes. These are going to be close quarters combat checks, so you all get your saves.
Do we roll combat or armor?
You roll.
It is at your discretion. You can use armor to try to just negate the damage with your armor. You can roll combat to counterattack, or you can roll body to just try to get the hell out of dodge.
And if I roll combat, am I allowed to add my military training? Or is it just the flat combat score?
It depends on what you're doing. But...
I'm going to generally say yes, but it depends on what you're doing.
If you're swinging a chair leg, probably not. But also, where did you find a chair leg?
Probably trying to, you know, maybe not grab it by the shell, but use its momentum to move it past and away from me. Tossing is a bonus, but kind of doing a martial arts counter thing.
I don't know if Barnacle Aikido is covered in military training.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think...
Just flat combat?
Yeah, I think just flat combat.
All right, that's 4 points higher than my armor. Let's do this.
Oh, boy.
I get a 7 under 34.
Hell yeah.
So
that's good. Hang on. Let's see what they get.
They get a, have you seen how big I am?
They
just flattened.
Got an 80. So yeah, you do your crustacean Aikido and fling it off you.
See, this is why you have biology and combat training. Yeah,
that's what it's for.
And Moss, how are
that's
you defending?
Works.
I definitely feel like I saw Oz's great success with the shotgun earlier, and I like had pulled that out.
Okay.
As I do also have the combat shotgun.
Yeah, we ended up with a lot of those.
Huh?
We ended up with a lot of those in the party.
We're all big into the combat shotgun.
Doesn't mean you have to be real close to the thing that you're shooting at.
Well, they're making that pretty easy.
Which is not a problem with these guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we think a combat shotgun wedding is any different from a regular shotgun wedding?
I feel like it's way scarier.
Space Marine shotgun. Anyway.
Everybody's in fatigues.
I am going to try to attack it against it. So that's combat plus military training. So I have to beat a 37. Oh, fuck. I got a 21.
Ooh.
I could have done so bad.
It, however, succeeded and just barely under itself.
Oh.
So...
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't realize I could shoot him, but I guess I didn't have my gun out.
I think that's a success on its part. Double checking.
I believe, yeah. If you both whoever rolls higher than the other person without going over their own stat wins.
Okay. Yeah. Got a 44, so yes.
Ooh.
Damn.
It's a lot of combat.
So it just flattens me.
Demir, it latches into you and starts like crunching into your the seams in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, rude! That's it, like really, third date.
it's starting to like latch in there. Take 8 points of damage.
Yup,
we'll be fine.
Oh right, I forgot that our health was fucked from earlier. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Hey, what happened to us?
I thought I healed everyone.
The crash.
Maybe not.
Did we?
That's right. Some people just took way more damage during...
Yeah, some people took way more damage. You all did heal some, I believe.
Yeah, like, we healed some. I just got absolutely fucked earlier.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You broke your arm. Yeah.
Paul's back up to normal.
Sweet. Okay. All right. Now it's the people who failed. Paul's working. Lachlan, you get to go now.
This is the part where I fight against my old roleplay instincts and remember that Dr. Lachlan Ray is an asshole and something of a coward. I'm going to head over to the ladder. Am I able to get on it this round?
Yep.
Hysterical.
Can I take a shot at the...
Yeah, you have two actions. Yeah. So yes, you can run over to the ladder, get on it, and shoot.
I take a shot at the one that is a clear and present threat to me, because clearly that makes sense.
Okay.
So the one that is not the one eating Demir.
This is so funny. Yes, please.
I want your job.
Well, also, you don't want to shoot with a shotgun at the
I don't have a shotgun. I have a pulse rifle.
I'm going to reiterate, you probably don't want to shoot a pulse rifle at the one on Demir.
Yeah.
I have military training. How can it be? Okay, I shoot at the one that is currently running free.
Okay.
Military training does apply to that.
Yep.
So I'm rolling at a 44. I get a 54.
This sucks.
Shot goes wide.
Shot goes wide.
I am trying to run and shoot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing is ever Dr. Ray's fault. It's all circumstance. Yep. Anyway, have fun. I'm 5 feet up. I am allowed to be.
I can't say this is surprising. Bye.
I mean, we also have our security specialist.
Yeah,
exactly. You're just going to let him know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, security specialist. What are you doing? Did you go already? You didn't.
I have not gone this round.
Okay.
I am up the ladder. Can I mm-hmm. safely drop back down to Demir level?
Absolutely, yeah. This gravity, you could jump off this just fine.
Great, I'm going to do that.
Thank you, Ms. Saraz.
So Demir is on the ground with this bug on top of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I wouldn't say he's on the ground.
Okay.
I don't know that it's heavy.
I mean, I guess beach ball sized. It's just it's on not, my torso.
That's somehow more alarming. Just,
it's clawing into you.
It's bonding.
They're big, but they're not super dense, if that makes sense. Like they're like lobsters, right? So they're, they have a hard shell, and then inside they're actually more mush and squishy and
jellies.
Yeah.
The way that you said they're like lobsters Marmalades. Just made me think of going to the beach and a lobster jumps on me.
Yeah.
Like happens.
The puppies of the sea.
The puppies of the sea. Yeah, just think of this as the puppy of the asteroid.
Yeah.
I'm never going to the beach again.
Okay.
You're in Washington, you're not missing much.
Lakes so only.
I have jumped down off of the ladder. I am I'm hoping to be standing near Demir. I've had my shotgun handy because I shot the other ones.
Yes.
I also have a foam gun. An SMG and a Kukri in my loadout. Is there a way that I can just kind of stand side by side with Demir, get the muzzle of some gun up against this thing, and shoot it without shooting Demir?
Yes, I'm going to say...
Shrapnel.
You know what?
Shrapnel,
actually, I'm going to say... You have the shotgun, right?
I do.
Yes, you have the shotgun. So I'm going to say that that's actually totally fine and doable because... The shotgun has the audible identify friend foe.
Oh shit!
Oh cool.
Feature, so it beeps when you're pointing at a friend.
Okay.
So all you have to do is point it at him and then wait for it to stop beeping and then.
Yeah, my intention was to get right up within touching distance.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say you can do that. Cool. Normally, I would probably make you do it at disadvantage or something.
Sure.
Or risk.
Mm-hmm. Risk obliterating Demir.
Yeah. And
don't
keep
do
in mind,
23 points of damage.
you want to be careful about not getting a botch here, because that could be pretty bad.
Okay, well, I'll do my best. So I'm rolling with
combat and plus
military training?
Yes.
Cool. Anything else?
Don't believe so.
Okay.
Right, is there any way I can help him?
Stand still.
Say, don't move.
Yeah.
Frozen.
All right. Looking for under 59. And I rolled a 36.
All right. It makes an armor save.
That's my second shot on this four-shot shotgun. I'm going to have to reload in two more.
Ooh, ammo tracking.
It failed.
Hey.
Oh, good.
I bet it fucking did. Roll your 2d10. Oh, my 2d10 times 10, yeah?
Yep.
That's still just absolutely insane to me. Yep.
God. Well, you just turn it into a fine mist.
That's a 5 times 10 is 50.
50. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's gone.
Cool.
Utterly obliterated. I mean, have you all looked at some of the other weapons and how much damage they do?
Oh, they're, yeah. Beautiful. No, it's just, I think the times 10 is throwing me off because is it times 10 or times 100 that is where it ticks up to, like, you're tracking damage to ships now?
It's times 100. So, okay. Yeah.
Oz, I'd love to sell you on the pulse rifle, actually.
Make your pitch after we get up the ladder.
The pitch is 5d10. Done.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, 2d10 times 10 is better.
Yeah. Oh, because it's underlined.
Oh, yeah. Is the pulse rifle? Oh, the pulse rifle's not times 10. Gotcha, no. gotcha.
Pulse rifle is probably much more consistent damage-wise, but...
Yes. That would be bananas if it was...
Flamethrower is also 2d10 times 10.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, okay, leaving time, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, leaving time.
Those are my two actions-ish.
You blast it, it's gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's new combat round?
Paul's working. Has Moss acted?
No.
Moss Moss succeeded, but I think delayed because they were waiting for Lachlan to unfreeze.
Yeah.
But I unfroze at the start of this round, right?
You unfreeze. Yeah. So, Demir, you can go now if you want.
Okay. Are there any more of those things coming? I know that Lachlan shot at one.
There's the other one that Lachlan shot at, but missed.
Missed.
Oh, okay.
Bravely shot at. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I'm just sort of like...
I'm just layering down some covering fire.
Well, let's remove <That's right. laughs> more obstacles as I'm going up the... As we're going towards the ladder, and I just haul out the combat shotgun, and I shoot at that one.
Okay, go for it.
I just had this image in my head of let's remove more obstacles as I take out my combat shotgun to shoot Lachlan.
You know, I mean...
No, that happens in Act 3.
I have identified that you're no longer a benefit to this operation.
Only after does Demir remember that the squishy humans need to be put back together by somebody when they get injured.
Demir's shotgun just stops beeping when it's pointed at Lachlan and they won't explain why.
You are no longer on the team.
Oh, that'd be such a good like second act twist if the corporation can like update the IFF on a shotgun.
I'm good at computers. I did such a bad job of shooting at this thing. I think maybe like the earlier barnacle like fucked up my shoulder joint something because I rolled a 76.
Uh-oh.
Is it on the same arm that you got your elbow backwards earlier?
Yeah. Like, just, something is not working here.
You've just got a macaroni necklace for an arm at this point.
Like, yes. 5% of the myobier muscle fibers are remaining. It's real bad in there.
Like, shooting it actually damages the arm more.
Is everyone going for the ladder now?
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm actually going to end combat here and just have you all make speed checks in order to reach the ladder.
I was already on the ladder. Do I still need
to? Oh, yeah, no, don't need to.
Okay.
And nor does Adam.
Yay.
Paul. Paul's fine up there.
I did really bad.
Uh-oh.
I got a 94.
Uh-oh.
Does this one go to 0 or does it go to 100?
It goes from 0 to 99.
I got a 0.
Wow.
You teleport.
Yeah, I was going to say, I shadow stepped to the top of the reactor.
I mean, frankly, with the low gravity...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I just run up the side of the thing. Like, this is fine. I don't need that.
Pretty much, yeah. You could leap like parkour up.
You could leap onto the top of the walker and then leap on top of the building.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. I don't suppose you can help Moss.
Nah.
No one's going to help Demir.
Demir's right behind you, right? Demir. Like, yeah.
How much help does Demir need? First, you want me to shoot the bugs off you. Then you want me to throw you to the top of the reactor.
Did Candy get up the ladder?
Candy runs, jumps. Yep. Candy's fine.
Good.
Okay, so Demir is the only one left.
Yeah.
It takes one last lunge, bite, chomp at the back of your heels as you're getting up.
I hate that.
Give me either a combat or armor roll.
Or body.
Can I not think. Try a body roll to just...
Oh, excuse me. Yes.
Continue to get the fuck out of there? I'm perfect. I'm going to try for a body roll because my body is 40.
Go for it.
Your body is ready.
I got a 5. Bye.
Great.
Adios.
Yep. You're gone. You felt it scraping the bottom of your feet, your boots.
Mm. Ugh. My mag boots.
Yeah.
I give Demir a deeply unnecessary hand up at the top of the ladder.
Pat yourself on the back off for it.
I'll fucking take it, dog.
I make sure to grab the arm that isn't a bunch of macaroni glued together.
We appreciate this.
Now, I think I need to have you all see if there's a panic check that happens because you saw a big critter that's real weird.
Kind of you to wait until it's not attacking us for us to panic about it.
I probably should have had that happen right at the beginning of combat with the two beach ball sized ones.
Or at least when he latched on to Demir. That
that's in the past.
Well, what did we roll for our panic check?
I'm gonna say. You do see it still like moving down below, and it is like tracking you all. So that's what gets you a little freaked out. So a panic check is
It's under 26.1 if you're looking for it.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
26.1.
26. Page 26. The first chunk of it. I like that. That's how they arrange this book. By the way, I think that's really smart.
Oh, that's helpful.
I keep imagining this is actually the Tricont Corporation.
Like manuals. Yeah. Here's how you have a panic attack.
Panic. Yeah.
So all of you make a stress check, which means you roll 2d10 and you want to get over your current stress.
Oh, 2d10, so additive.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Yes.
So
2d10 added.
I'm just asking because his attention has been directed elsewhere. Is Paul in this?
I'm actually going to say no. I don't think that you saw the two big beach ball sized ones.
Yeah, I think he was already.
I fucking see it.
Yeah. You're already working on the thing. So yeah, you're good.
Oh. I got a total of 11. So
great.
I rolled a 5 over 4.
Clear one stress.
A clear stress?
Yep.
That's a really cool way of doing panic check. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that.
I rolled a 5 over 4, so I succeeded.
Great. Clear one stress.
Hooray.
I rolled a 15 over 1, so I think I'm good.
You will clear all your stress.
I was really looking forward to Oz panicking, so we all got to make a fear save.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Also, whenever we start making sanity saves, it's going to get to be a real shit show.
Yeah.
Oh,
every time
no.
I fail them, every nearby player gains one stress.
I just don't think that Lachlan starts out as very sane anyhow.
Lachlan is convinced that he is extremely sane and also doesn't need therapy.
I mean, you spend years of your life asleep so that you can go out where there's nobody and do a very thankless job. You
seem pretty well adjusted to me.
Yeah, I don't think anyone on this team is well adjusted.
All right, so you're all at the top.
I just have time to devote to my research. It's great.
I'm sure that only adjusted people go mining on asteroids.
Yeah, it collects a certain type.
As I think to myself, I would do it, followed by, I don't think that's a counter-argument. Well, I would take any excuse for someone to pay me to go to space. So
like, oh my god, send me the fuck to space. Launch me in a tin can.
Space for any non.
I don't know that I trust
reason.
Anyone who's going to space anymore.
I was
going to
say, maybe if I could get NASA to send me, that'd be preferable.
I don't know that I trust them anymore since they're contracting with SpaceX. And
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I do wish
what if another country
again.
Sends us to space? Like if India Switzerland went, sends us to space.
Japan has a space program
last year.
Yeah.
Japan does. India just got their first lunar rover.
Belgium.
Let's move somewhere and join their space program.
That seems like a good idea.
Sounds great.
No one will be alarmed.
No. Here, listen to this podcast. We have experience.
Podcasting live from the space station.
what does the work that's being done look like? Because I'm picturing just like,
yes,
kind of an MMO. They've right clicked on the interactable and now there's clanking noises.
There's just a wrench turning a bolt, the same bolt forever.
Frankly, that's kind of how it's happening mechanically.
Okay.
Game wise. However, the actual work that's being done is the cover of the all the protective things that keep the energy inside the reactor have to be stripped away and disabled. Then you have to do new safety measures to prevent it from blowing up, but allowing the energy to be vented correctly.
Not just all willy-nilly.
The reactor was never initiated to begin with, which means you have to start the initial, like, fusion, which is mostly flipping a lot of switches and waiting for this thing to heat up and then dump the liquid superheated thing into the other thing. And it's a lot of, like, behind-the-scenes things that you're just flipping switches and stuff for. For the security consultant, yes, it's probably the most boring thing that you've ever seen. Like,
awesome.
Does the skin team have to make saves against, like, radiation or something?
No. Okay, cool. It's not unless things start to go wrong.
Excellent. Cool. I'm sure they won't.
It's totally safe unless things go wrong.
So, do we have a beach ball friend still skittering around the bottom of the ladder?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm not a mechanic. Maybe just go take pot shots at it until it dies. Like,
I'm fine with that.
Thinking about doing that.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. That works. We'll just say that happens. It takes a minute. It's very robust.
I'm gonna make sure that my shotgun is fully loaded while I just have some time to kill up here.
Cool. So Adam, can you give me a mechanical repair roll or?
Well, we'll see. Let's
intellect see. Plus that.
Intellect plus. Okay.
Unless you have an argument for something else.
I'm going to figure out how that works after I throw these dice and see what happens. I got a 5.
Oh,
that's very good.
That's extremely good.
Oh my God, it's like you're an engineer.
It's almost today. Like that.
Awesome. Okay. So, you think that you have about 40 man hours of work being hours of work.
Okay.
I want to exclude the androids to complete the project.
That's not.
If you and Cody are working together, that's 20 hours. No.
Well, have fun, bye.
Can Candy help?
Others can help. People who don't have the appropriate skills help at half.
That's why I was suggesting rate. Candy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Candy can absolutely help as well. Yes.
So I imagine that eventually with it's not linear number of people helping towards whatever, just automatically having stuff every time. Or
correct.
No. The Mythical Man Month wasn't written in this universe.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. So it works linearly.
I just imagine after a while, continuing to throw beings at the project.
Correct. Yeah. Eventually, there's diminishing returns.
There's
the best
the
you could probably do is about 12 hours if you had like a lot of helping.
Yeah.
All right. At a certain point, like the nuclear material has to heat up.
Uh huh. Yeah. Uh huh.
And you know, can't rub your hands together and make it go faster.
Yeah.
How much time are we working with in terms of this whole thing is hurtling away from its star and not rotating anymore? And
how much time?
Yeah, like how? So it's going to take X number of hours for them to fix the reactor. How long is it going to take for the planetoid to just not be viable anymore?
Like a week.
Okay.
No. Oh, okay.
Maybe up to two.
Okay. All right.
10 days. Let's call it 10 days.
Cool.
No, you have time.
Yeah, okay. 1 day or 3 days doesn't matter too much as a difference.
One thing that's going to get a little bit tricky, though, in about 5 days, it's going to cross over into Hypodyne's territory.
That makes sense.
And then it becomes legally challenging.
Oh, boy.
Because then, well, okay, this is our base on here. This was our asteroid, but now it's in your territory. So, okay. You will get a much better bonus from the corp if you are able to turn it around before then. It'll also probably prevent more like friction out here.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as it's looking now, you have probably 2 days, not quite 2 days, to get the thing running. And then that would give you 3 days to turn it around before it crosses the border.
If we have Cody, Chief Cody, Paul, and Candy working on it, would that get it down to like that 12 hours or?
Yeah, a little more than that, probably like 15, 16, but yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, and then they can like take breaks and do humane things
like
that. Yeah,
exactly.
Also,
do you want to stay out here this entire time? I imagine that you brought enough rations, emergency supplies.
I also imagine we don't want to fucking shit in our suits for 2 days. So, like,
well, I mean, there's facilities here at the reactor, right? Like, there's
they're absolutely minimal. Think of it like construction site.
There's one honey bucket just like on the edge of the reactor.
Yeah, yeah. It's a step above that.
Yeah, but like, but there's a place we can go in and like take.
Yes, there's a place you can go in. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Sometimes you wanna go. I don't know. Why I've suddenly pulled up the Cheers.
I mean, after this, you're probably gonna need a drink.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a lot of work. Okay.
Yeah, I suggest that we stay here and work on that, and maybe like. Those of us who aren't actively working, patrol around, make sure there's not creepy crawlies anywhere. If we get truly bored and have too much time on our hands, we could check out one of those temples. I think there was one nearby.
Yes, there's one very close by.
We could scout by going to the alien ruin.
I was going to say, on a meta level, I don't super want to like leave Adam's character here. But other than that's the only reason I wouldn't be like, let's cut over there and do that.
Splitting the party does get a little dicey, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I also kind of need to put my whole situation back together, so I would like to stay by the engineer, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you gotta restring your macaroni.
I do intend at some point to pick up, android repair skills, but we'll see. Because we've got a medical officer for the rest of us, but...
Yeah, I mean, you're the closest.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah, but honestly, lower on the list than actual engineering.
Yeah, that's fair. It's also after actual engineering, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I suppose it is.
Okay. Well, this actually seems like a good spot to stop it then. I know we just did a combat, and that's not...
That's okay. Combat's...
Super great episode by itself.
Next time, Oz and I can go and do a patrol and start another combat.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Lachlan can investigate on like the barnacle bets that are probably also still attached to me.
My scientific opinion is that it's dead.
And don't worry, the situation can't possibly escalate from here.
Xeno Attribute is a primary attribute spinoff. It has been brought to you by the people you just heard. Visit us at primaryattribute.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. Mothership is by Tuesday Night Games. Logo by Adam. Editing by Wit. Thank you all for listening.
With special guest star Radar the Cat as Campbell the Cat. Theme music is Igni by Scott Buckley, released under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. Check out his work at scottbuckley.com.au. We'll see you next time on Xeno Attribute. It's the spoons. Gotta have the right ones at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What Wit actually does is every time he hears that Jackbox is going to come up, he looks up every single game and he writes down possible answers.
Yeah. It takes a while. I just write come like 45 times on a piece of paper.
Nearly spat coffee onto my iPad. Thank you.